Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 30th, One Take Wednesday. We'll see how this goes. I have May working in my office with me today. First, we're in Luke chapter 20, verses 20 through 40. This is a section about the resurrection and also about paying taxes to Caesar. Then we'll go over to the Psalms, Psalm 18. We're reading verses 1 and 2. I think I pray verse 2 a lot without even knowing it. I talk about God as a rock and a refuge. So I hope that those images will be good ones for us to remember about who God is today. Let's begin with Luke chapter 20, verse 20 in the English Standard Version. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor. So they asked him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach rightly, and you show no partiality, but teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?" They said, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were not able, in the presence of the people, to catch him in what he said. But marveling at his answer, they became silent. There came to him some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live in him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any question. The ESV Study Bible has a good note about verses 34 and 35 about the marrying and giving in marriage, and one day the resurrection from the dead, will they marry? And Jesus first demonstrates the flaw of equating the coming age with this age, it says, "Whereas the sons of this age marry, those considered worthy to attain to the age and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry or are given in marriage. Marriage is not a permanent fixture in God's eternal purposes." When I read that passage about the Sadducees, it's almost like they're telling a joke. It's like they're setting him up. "Teacher, first of all, there was this man and he had a wife, and then," you know, and they're just trying to trick him because the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection and they wanted to catch Jesus. But Jesus, who is and was and ever will be the eternal God, cannot be caught in his words. All right, let's move over to Psalm chapter 18. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 and 2. This is a prayer. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. By God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What are the attributes of God listed in this psalm? He is our strength, a rock, a fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, horn of salvation, and stronghold. What does that image horn of salvation mean to you? I don't know if this is correct or not. I haven't looked into it, but I'm thinking about maybe in a battle, the horn that is played when the enemies are defeated and the battle has been won. Oh Lord God, you are the horn of salvation. You, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption, restoration, forgiveness, and eternal life. Lord, we don't know exactly what that eternal life looks like, but we know it will be a time of everlasting joy in your presence. And we are so grateful that it will be without pain and suffering will be no more. As we end today, I just want to pray over us a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer that is about the communion of the saints. And then I want us to end with a litany of thanksgiving. Will you pray with me? O God, remember from the passage of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob who are living in God. You are the God of the Spirit of all flesh, and we praise and magnify your name for all the servants who have finished their course in the faith. So we lift up the names to you even now of our family and friends who have gone before you and have faithfully shown us the path to Christ. We ask that we would be encouraged by their examples and strengthened by their fellowship, and that we also may be found as partakers of that same inheritance of the saint through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then feel free to join with me after each stanza saying, "We thank you, Lord." Let us give thanks to God the Father for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea. We thank you, Lord. For our daily food and drink, our homes and families, and our friends. We thank you, Lord. For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve. We thank you, Lord. For health and strength to work and time to rest and worship. We thank you, Lord. For all who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity. We thank you, Lord. For all who earnestly seek after truth and all who labor for justice. We thank you, Lord. For all that is good and gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ. We thank you, Lord. For the communion of saints in all times and places, we thank you, Lord. Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be praise and glory, with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.